Welcome back to Love Connect Podcast with
The Kosho.
Eto, kwentuhan lang. Tamang kwentuhan lang discussion. We want you to join with us. Send your comments, send your questions as well. Share your insights with us. So, meron akong nabasa. Hindi pala nabasa. Hindi ako mabili magbasa. Mali akong manood. Meron ako napanood isang preacher or pastor. Tapos sabi niya, let's stop the saying that people say that when you marry your spouse, you marry the entire family. Oh, di ba? Parang, kaya gusto kong pag-usapan
to. Oh, nga pala, podcast pala to. Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko,
Gusto kong pag-usapan natin yan. Have you ever heard that? We said that before. We also said that, di ba? When you marry your spouse, you marry the entire family. You marry the parents,
yeah.
Marry the
siblings. Nasa book natin yan sa video.
Kasama yan. Pero na-challenge yung thought na yun, sinabi niya to. Kaya pag-usapan natin siya. Sabi niya, I'm a father. And when my children got married, o yung isa atin, di pa kinakasal, when they will get married, di ba? Sabi niya, I'm telling them, they're not marrying my family. They're building their own family. They're creating their own family. So I want, sabi niya, sa anak niya, I want you to not think that when you marry, when yung sa pangasawa, when you marry my daughter or when you marry my son, is you're marrying us. I want you to know that when you marry my daughter or my son, is you're creating and you're building your own family.
Okay, got it.
So go out of the house, build your own, create your own. I have my thoughts running right now, pero I want to get it from you first.
Grabe. Ikaw kaya nakapanood. Oo nga, Sam, between us, ako yung mahilig magbasa. Tapos i-forward ko lang yan kay Drews. Tapos si Drews naman, pag mayroon napanood siya, forward din niya yan sa akin. Totoo yan, kasi part ng book namin yan ni Drews na, especially in the Filipino culture, pinakasalan mo ko, tanggapin mo ko, tanggapin mo rin lahat ng buong angkan ko na sa videos din namin yan. Until nung napanood nga namin to ni Drews, na-challenge kami, and na-realize namin na tama naman pala talaga yung part na yun. Kasi kaya nagkakaroon ng maraming problema ang mag-asawa. Kasi imbes na iniisip nila kung paano nila bubuin ang pamilya nila, iniisip nila lagi ang mga iniisip ng ibang tao at sasabihin tungkol sa kanila. One, pag nakitira ka sa in-laws mo, sobrang laki siyang problema. I really have to say that. Kahit gaano kabait ang magulang o kahit gaano kabait ang anak, meron at meron kayo masasabi sa isa't isa. Why do we say this? Because we also experienced it. We experienced living sa parents ni Drews. We are now living sa house ng parents ko. And honestly, it's very challenging because you have the culture that you got from your parents. Si Drews, meron siyang culture sa family nila. And we want to build a culture naman papunta sa family namin. Three ideologies, three families, and you are trying to compromise and gel with it.
And of course, you have to consider respect. So, halimbawa, nag-away tayo. Nasa room. Tapos paglabas ng kwarto, bubukas yung kwarto nila. Nakatingin sa'yo. Tapos, ano nangyari? Hindi ganun. Di ba sabi, nag-away kami? Yung mga ganun. Pero kung sarili mong
bahay. Without batting an eyelash. Ano nangyari?
Pero kung sarili mong bahay, you can have a good emotional space as well for the bad times of your married life. Di ba? So, challenging siya. Pero tama eh. Sige, you're saying number one, mahirap makitira. Mm-hmm. Diba? Do you have other numbers? What's number two?
Kailangan talaga may number two ka agad.
Eh, number one eh. Sabi mo, edi siya number
well, yeah,
two.
Number one is mahirap nga makitira. Number two is that if you will keep on thinking what your parents, your siblings, and what other people around you will say, you will stop living your family life.
Okay.
Kasi
okay.
Na-realize din namin ni Drews na yung challenge na kinuwento namin last episode, doon ko napatunayan ang sobrang pagmamahal sa akin ng asawa ko.
Sige, pwede kang umiyak. May pineapple juice yan.
That he really protected me from harm. He protected me from people na sobrang sakit ng sinabi sa akin. Kahit alam ko sa sarili ko, wala naman akong ginawang masama. And I don't mind if these people listen to this podcast or not. Because action na nila yun eh. Pero noong time na yun, sabi ko, thank you Lord that I married the right person. And gusto kong tanggalin yung idea na sabihin sa mga tao na hindi, magtiis ka. No, you have a family that you are building. If you have the chance to have your own home, go ahead by all means.
Actually, it's ano eh. It's really, again, balik tayo dun. Pinakasalan mo yung asawa mo para bumuo kayo ng pamilya, hindi para pakasalan yung buong pamilya niya. But including the values in your heart, it doesn't mean na pababayaan mo na, ay, hindi ko po kayo kakilala, hindi ko po kayo. I think it's really in the context, what does it mean of pinakasalan mo yung pamilya niya? It just means, mahal mo yung taong mahal niya. It just means, part of the family ka na sa mga gathering. Hey, you're part of our family now. Diba? It's always true. You're part of the family. But what it does not mean is it does not mean na ang major decisions mo, priorities mo, is lahat ng tao sa paligid mo, sa relatives nyo. So why I opened up this discussion is to really empower couples out there who's listening to this podcast, go ahead and build your own family life. Go ahead and allow God to bless your own family. Build my family mo. Oo, sige. Nasa sandwich generation ka na inaalagaan mo rin ang nag-aalaga ka o nag-contribute ka sa family mo. Pero unahin mo pa rin still ang family mo kasi you're breaking a cycle in your life. Alam mo, mami, napansin ko nga, three things can happen eh. Number one is you can be that like preacher or pastor. For sure, he can say that because he's built. Their family is built. The way he's saying it, it's just like saying, I don't need your money. I don't need your support. Me and your mom, we're good. So I think that's one good goal to have in life na ganun na maging aim. Now, what if hindi ganun sitwasyon mo? This thing that can happen is either you'll break the cycle or you'll pass on the cycle. Some people wants to break the cycle but end up falling short and then passing on the cycle. That's a sad story. Na hindi eh. Oo eh, hindi naman tayo pinalaki para maging last support o last ano ng magulang natin. Pero hindi mo rin naman pwedeng pabayaan. So bigay mo. Nangyari kalahati, 50% of everything of your life is for them, 50% is for your family. So parang they're left with no choice. Pray to God about it and start adding more value to your family. Hindi pababayaan ni Lord both sides, pero tandaan mo, gusto din ni Lord mabless yung bagong pamilya binubuo mo. So, that's it. I think that's it. That's what I want to share here in this podcast. And any words that you want to share?
It's not easy. For other couples, it's very easy. But for others, hindi. Kaya laging tatanong sa atin sa TikTok, 'di ba? Parang what do you think about live and cleave? What do you think about living in hell with in-laws? What do you think about us supporting our family still? What do you think about us raising our kids? Tapos pag iniwanan ko sa mga gulang ko mismo or sa in-laws ko, pag uwi ko umiiyak yung anak ko kasi sinasabi na may gentle parenting daw ako, sinispoil ko yung anak ko. Laging may masasabi sa'yo at laging may masasabi ka din. So, nung na-realize namin ni Drews na ang sarap palang bumukod kasi you can really build your own culture, this is the best advice that we can give to couples. Like, if you really can, go ahead. Go ahead and have your own home, build your own family. If you need to just visit your parents, go ahead. Kasi mga ibang tao, ang daling sabihin na, oh, bakit hindi nyo alagaan yung magulang nyo? Or bakit, ba't di mo gawin to? Ang daling mag-dictate kasi wala sila sa sitwasyon nyo. When you're not in the eye of the storm, it's so easy to be spectators. But the greatest person is always in the battlefield. So to those people who are fighting for their own family, raising their own kids while raising themselves and taking care of the parents or the elders, we honor you because we feel you. But that doesn't mean that we are bitter with our situation. It's just that ito yung isa sa mga advice na gusto namin ibigay talaga ngayon kasi pinagdaanan namin at alam namin at naiintindihan din namin kayo.
Hi, I'm Vanya.
I'm Isa.
And I'm Ayo.
And we know you're enjoying this podcast, so if you're looking for more stuff to listen to or to laugh to, you can try checking out our podcast. Try lang naman.
Yeah, my mom told me when I was a kid to always try things at least once before you say no. So you can try to listen to our podcast where we talk about anything and everything that matters to us. As in, kahit ano.
Yeah, so give a listen later after this podcast. Go check us out, follow us at That Sounds Holy, and we release new episodes every single Tuesday. So try it out.
See you or hear you.
Journey with you.
Feel you.
See ya.
Yeah, so as we end this podcast, let us end with three things. So kung if you're in the situation, it sounds good, no? That we married our spouse, and the context of marrying their family is not building life with them, but prioritizing building life with their own family. So how do you do this? Number one, have your dream in place. Talk to your spouse. Talk to each other. Because kung wala kayong dream in place nyo, yung dream ng mga tao sa paligid nyo, yung dream ng magulang mo, dream ng in-laws mo, dream ng mga kapatid mo, yun ang mapupuntahan nyo. Kasi other people will dream for you. And, oh, it sounds good. Oh, yeah, it looks good. Oh, I like what they're having. Pero, this is way ka kasi wala kayong dream in place yung dalawa. Number two is have a good plan in place. You have a dream but you don't have a plan. So, your dream is put on the side and the plan of the people around you becomes the plan of your life. So, kung una, other people are dreaming for you. Now, other people are creating plans for you. Magkaiba kasi yun eh. You know your dreams but you're not planning. Wala kang concrete plan this week, this next month, what will be the action steps? Wala tayong ganun. So, we will be swayed with what other people are doing. And then, number three, of course, this is number three at the end of the day, is you have to learn to embrace the season. Ano yung mga pwedeng gawin ngayon, adjustment ngayon? Does this prioritize my current family sa ganitong ginagawa ko? If not, adjust along the way. Again, trust the Lord that when you do the right loving thing, opportunities will come. Kaya sa previous podcast namin, sinabi namin, the miracle continues. You will be surprised if you're clear with your dreams and goals in your married life, if you're clear with your plans and you're a man and a woman of action that does things, you will see that things begin to unfold in your life. And then, alam niyo, it will give you enough hope and faith that maaabot natin ito. And then do it out of love, knowing that you're creating a new cycle for your family. You can say to your kids, go ahead, have and build your own life. Kasi tayo, pinaghirapan natin to, kayang-kaya nyo rin gawin yan.
A best advice that I also got from you during the times that I was really, really down, sabi ni Drews, be unaffected, but stay connected.
Yeah.
So, definitely, you cannot avoid these circumstances in life. Pero, may mga tao lang talaga din na nilagay ni Lord para turuan ka ng good manners, ng humility, ng trust, ng faith. And these are the things na tagang pag na-realize mo at the end of the day, pag nakita kayo ni Lord, eh, sana masabi niya na good job, faithful servant, diba?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, that deserves another podcast, the unaffected yet connected. Gagawin natin yan. So, talk to each other. How are you building your own life? How are you sharing to each other the dreams, the plans, and the adjustments, embracing the season, and having faith in your married life? In the name of the Father, and the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen, Lord. Lord, we pray for every family. We pray for all the couples listening to this podcast. Give us the grace, the wisdom, the strength to build our own family, Father God. To build it the way you want us to build it. We know, Lord, that the world wants to destroy families. So the real enemy out there is not the people around us, but the evil in this world wanting to destroy us. But today, Lord God, we know that our house is built on your love.
Amen.
Our household will serve you. And so we pray that, Lord God, keep every family member solid. Keep all the husbands and wives together solid. Deepen their faith and love rooted in you. And Lord, to those who are in the sandwich generation wherein di nila alam paano na magkakamayaw, give them the wisdom, the grace, and the provision. Allow a breakthrough to happen in their life. May this give glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Love connects.